Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Motorola on a Wednesday. The band is back together. Everybody's here. Everybody's rested. Just for Bob to go out of town in like a week.
What'd you say? Just for me to go out of town in a week? Yeah,
is that
next
what it
Thursday.
Is? Yeah, next Thursday.
Taking a day off. Woohoo!
Man, and that got more days than that. I mean, Cody's got 12 in the month of May.
Yeah, just in the month of May alone. Yeah,
he's got more days off in the month of May than Bobby Witt Jr. has RBI.
Yeah. Well, how many does Robert have? I have not looked at that number this morning because I was so caught up in the text line freaking out over Salvador Perez. Robert does have 28 RBIs on the season. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. Here we are a third of the way through the season, so he's kind of on pace for about 90 RBIs on that, you know, number two hole on this team with a lot of guys getting on base. So that's not really that bad at all, but it is vacation season. I mean, that's kind of where we're headed right now, right? Like, yesterday was a weird day around town. Did you, like, very calm, not a lot of people out doing things. The weather obviously kind of dampened that a little bit, I think, but we're into that, you know, that time of year now where everybody's going on vacation, nobody's around, nobody's doing their thing, and it's officially summertime, my man. It is officially summertime now.
It's funny how, like, you do this profession, and as a kid, this was the best time of the year.
Yeah, right.
School's out.
Yep.
You got nothing planned except waking up at noon, firing about 20 pizza rolls in the oven or the microwave. Then you're going to hang out with, you know, Brett and Josh and Chuck in the neighborhood and throw the football around or play wiffle ball for 2.5 hours, then go play video games and then beg your parents what's for dinner when they walk in the door wishing they had giving you up for adoption at that moment,
because
they're still 9 to 5 in it, and you're just here like, what are we going to do tonight? It's Tuesday, okay?
That's right.
And that's what I feel like as I got older, that's what this profession is. Now at this time of the year, it's Wednesday. The Royals play again. They're struggling right now. They'll be this way throughout the season. They'll be up. They'll be down. They'll be up. They'll be down. And watch this happen. The month of June, Bobby Witt Jr. will go absolute magma hot.
Yeah, he will. And that's kind of the way it goes. It was last year, right at the end of June, early July, when he really started and had that month of July that was astronomically insane, right?
The way he goes.
Yeah, they really do, because Bobby's not playing well right now. It's easy to sit here and rip on Salvador Perez and rip on Hunter Renfroe, who's no longer with the team, or Rave, or whoever you want to take a shot at. But you and I were going through Bobby Witt's numbers to start the morning off. And in the month of May alone, he struck out 24 times in 100 at bats. That's almost 25% of the time that the MVP candidate's going up to the plate and striking out, and yet everybody wants to blame 35-year-old Salvador Perez or whatever it is for the woes of this Royals team. I hate to say it, and Bobby would probably echo this as well, he's got to play better. A 289 hitter for a guy who's considered an MVP type of candidate and the catalyst for the lineup is not enough right now, especially in a lineup that's struggling. And now the flip side is he's probably pressing because nobody, you know, around him is getting the job done. But that doesn't mean you swing at bad pitches. It doesn't mean you try to do too much. It means you go out there and you see everybody else is struggling. You try to pick them up, but sometimes you just try to do too much and you're not capable of doing it. And then you struggle yourself. And so striking out roughly 25% of the time in the month of May, that number's got to be changed a lot, you know, for Bobby Witt Jr. But, you know, you're right. It is the best time of the year for a kid, because I'm looking around at my kids now and they're off. Like, can you pick us up at 11:30 tonight? What do you mean 11:30 tonight? I got to go to work tomorrow, right? Like, it's one of those type of deals that we're living in right now. But it's also that time of year where if the Royals aren't giving it to you, it's okay to close the blinds, because if you're getting yourself worked up like some people are on the text line about this, I can't put myself in those shoes. It's May. You know, getting yourself worked up over a baseball team on a Tuesday in May just doesn't seem like the smart thing to do. So it's okay to close the blinds if they're not giving you what they want. I shut the blinds last night after whatever that bunt thing was on the field last night. I mean, that was it for me. I was done. I was off to something else watching the end of the basketball game last night, but I didn't, you know. It's okay to do that. You're not, you know, required to watch every pitch of every game of every season. If it's not going the way you want it, feel free to step aside and watch something on Netflix or watch the basketball game or the hockey game or whatever else is going on. You know, I mean, don't let them get to you and you lose your mind and call Vern a jerk on the text line. Like,
well,
you saw.
They said J-E-R.
Oh, I'm sorry. J-E-R dot, dot, dot. Right.
They called him a jur.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if they knew that we were going to have Jersh Lee on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, loaded show today. Got to have Binkley on at 6:45. He'll kick your ass. You call him a jerk.
Yeah.
We'll have Tammy Holtis on talking about her event that she's helping put on as well. We'll have Matt Cotrero on as well. Yes, we'll ask him anything you want. Text line, that's a joke. We won't, because you'll ask him if he's going to get rid of Salvador Perez.
Right.
I find it funny, man. I find it funny. And I'm not upset and I'm not angry, but I find it funny that people want to give us a bunch of you-know-what, and then the minute that we look at them and ask them why they act this way, they think it's like it's not right. And so I want to bring these two texts up, because somebody tweeted at me last night, because obviously I put my heart and soul and my affection and love out there for Jack Caglione. It's no secret, right? Oh, we get it. Dusty, you like him. Cool. I don't need to be told that he went 0-for-5 last night with 3 strikeouts. Didn't look good. We're going to take one effing game after hitting 5 home runs in 1 weekend, and we're going to not only do that on Twitter, Jack from the text line, 0-for-5, 3 Ks, didn't look good last night.
Everybody has a bad night. It's baseball.
And we do this with baseball, and I don't know why we do this when we overanalyze and are overly critical over such a small sample size in a sport that gives you large sample size. Another text. We going to sit here and blank on Singer today again? Doubt it. 7 innings, 7 hits. India was 2-for-4.
What do you want?
What is there to talk about?
Yeah. And Singer needed to be traded. It was time. It's not a big deal. Salvi should have been traded 3 years ago, and everybody wanted to rip me for it.
And I think the thing that's crazy is that, like, the minute you bring up that Bobby Witt Jr. has 24 strikeouts and 100 at-bats in the month of May, which means once every 5 times he's striking out.
Right.
Which is...
No, once every 4 times.
4 times, which is not normally his faux pas. And he hasn't been hitting in May. Nobody's hitting in this lineup. Something must change. Something's got to go from what it is to what it's going to be. That's not firing your hitting coach. That's these grown-ass men that are professional athletes that are going to have to hit. And oh, by the way, this Royals team is hot and cold. They're up and down. They're roller coaster. They're going to win 10 out of 12. They're going to lose 8 out of 11. They're going to be .500. They're going to contend all year. And they're probably going to be a wild card team because they have the pitching staff to do it. So, yes, Singer didn't blow me away last night. He pitched to a Royals offense that cannot hit. The Royals still had 7 hits in 7 innings against him. Jonathan India went 2-for-4 last night against him. I don't know what you're expecting. I don't know if you want them to be, you know, world beaters and be the Yankees and the Dodgers. That ain't them. They're a slightly above .500 team that is a wild card team. And yes, Detroit's the best team in baseball and they play in their division.
And there's nothing we can do about that.
Understand baseball or stop bitching.
But that's the problem, though, is because we become such a football society and everything is looked at through the lens of an NFL game and an NFL season, and that's just not the case. Like, the fact that people call in after a Tuesday night baseball game and get themselves worked up is something I will never comprehend. I mean, it has no meaning in the grand scheme of life. And to get so worked up over a baseball game, that's the great thing about baseball. You had a stinker last night. You get hit them again tomorrow. It's no big deal. You're back at it the next day. You don't have an entire week to sit here and talk about it and relive it and wonder what's going to happen over the next week. You're literally out there, you know, 20 hours later after you lose a game, and you're playing again, and you get another opportunity to go out there and do it. And that is the beauty of baseball. But again, the beauty of baseball is that it is a long sport. People used to talk about it all the time. You sit back, you smoke a cigarette, you drink a beer, you watch the game, you enjoy yourself, you take time. It's a time-consuming sport, yada, yada, yada. That's how you have to view the lens of a baseball game. You can't view every game as it is an NFL game, or that every game matters like an NFL game, or every game matters, period, because at the end of the day, they don't. You're going to win 50, you're going to lose 50. What are you going to do with the other 62 that really ultimately end up mattering? And we're not in competition. I hate to say this, and I'll be that guy. We're not in competition with the Detroit Tigers. They are far better than the Kansas City Royals right now.
One team in baseball's competition with the Tigers is the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers. And, and you can throw the Yankees into that competition as well. So you got three teams that are up there. The Royals are in competition with the Houston Astros and the Minnesota Twins, because those are the teams you're battling for those final playoff spots right now. Cleveland as well into that mix. But there's not many other teams. You start to look at the standings right now, and you start to see where teams are starting to fall. The Royals are still one of the better teams in the American League at this point in time, and I expect them to stay that way. I expect them to stay one of the better teams in the American League, because as you mentioned, they've got the pitching staff to do it. And as long as you have pitching in this game, chances are you're going to win that game. You're going to win that day. And if you have the best pitcher in the postseason, you're going to win in the playoffs as well. Hitting is a premium in the playoffs, just like it's been in the regular season for the Royals. That's why you have to take advantage of opportunities. You also can't make mistakes. They made a mistake last night. That whatever that bunt thing was, that was the game. It's not Salvi. It's not Bobby. Whatever that bunt thing was where Shriver was lying.
Flying,
whatever that was the game. That's how you lost the game.
It's also a bullpen game. The guy that's supposed to start the game is injured.
Right.
Your two best pitchers are injured. You're going to be down. Your ace of your staff is out. Your third ace of your staff is out. Like, this is going to happen.
Right.
You get 50 free ones in baseball. You get 50 free efforts.
Yep.
It just so happens you've had about four in the last six games.
Yeah, it happens. And
you're burning a lot of your free tokens.
Right, you are, and we need the White Sox to get the town sooner rather than later. What is Detroit coming in this weekend now after
just
this?
The people that hit,
you know,
man.
Just this one, right? It'll be rough with the Tigers coming in. But again, this team is not in contention with the Detroit Tigers. We have to start thinking about just getting into the postseason, and is this a playoff team? And the answer to that question is yes. So be nicer to Vern on the damn text line, and don't call him a jerk. The hell did he do?
Yeah, and text line. Dusty, people wouldn't be bitching if the Royals didn't come out and begin the year saying that they were a playoff baseball team. We're going to be a playoff team this year, and they're not at this moment. If people are getting frustrated with that, I understand what that is. I get that. This team hasn't hit for a month and a half. But damn it, there's 3.5 months of baseball left to go, and you're
a long time.
You got plenty of time.
Where was Detroit at this time last year? Look at Detroit's record at this time last year. And tell me where they were. And what were people in Detroit saying? Because that team turned it on, made it into the postseason, and has become the best team in Major League Baseball in less than a year. And so at this time last year, Detroit wasn't playing good baseball. Go back to 2019. The Nationals won the World Series that year. They were like 8 games under .500 at this time during that season. It was in May. They were well under .500. They turned it around. And they won the World Series that year. Anything can happen. To react in May.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History that doesn't suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, to freak out and lose your mind on a Tuesday night because Salvador Perez didn't have a hit or whatever the case may be, I think it's misguided anger right now. I do, and I really think it shows a lack of understanding at how a baseball season truly works.
I have a feeling I'm going to get cooked on the text line on either side because I think I know who's at fault for this royal sort of frustration. I'll explain what that means.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan, and you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.